Over 100 bishops in the United States have issued individual statements opposing an order from the Obama administration directing many Catholic institutions to pay for contraceptives, sterilization, and abortion-inducing drugs for their employees. The new regulations would cover all nonprofit organizations, including religious organizations which have moral and medical objections to contraception and abortion. Many of the bishops ordered their statement to be read at every Sunday Mass last weekend. The head of the Rome office of the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty, Kishore Jayabalan, spoke to Charles Collins about the issue.
This fight over conscience when it comes to the provisions of the Obama health care bill, especially when it comes to contraceptive services, is a very important one for a number of reasons, because the Obama administration had made it seem like they were going to grant a general exception to religious institutions, which of course includes Catholic hospitals and Catholic health providers, that would allow them to exempt themselves from having to not only allow their patients, but having to pay for their patients and their employees especially to have contraceptive and abortifacient services as reproductive health.
Just a few weeks ago, the Supreme Court decided a case, another religious case based on hiring, and they strongly condemned the administration's position. Do you think that this healthcare issue would pass constitutional muster if it did reach the courts?
That's not clear. There are some law professors who will say that there's no legal reason why the government can't insist that if you're going to have an Obama health care program, and legally speaking, if that's the law of the land, it's hard to think that you necessarily have to grant an exemption. To me, it seems like much more of a political question. Why would the administration want to take on a fight when traditionally and historically you grant these kinds of exemptions?